Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Erin Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, happy Monday. Woo-hoo-hoo, it's finally here. Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Tell me what you did.
My niece showed up on Saturday, and we've been hanging out, and she's adorable. She's so cute. She's such a little chatterbox.
This is whose kid?
Tina's kid. My sister Tina's daughter.
This is the singer?
She is a singer.
All right.
Yep.
But so she's like, right away?
You know what's so funny? Yesterday, my one son loves to play. He's got this little like hand drum that he hits all the time, and a lot of times
this is Riley. Oh,
so he'll be in there in the music room, and he's like playing on his little drum. And then sometimes his brother will go in there, and they'll have a little something or something, me or his dad or something. But sometimes we'll be in three different rooms, and you hear him like. He's got something going on, and I'm in the kitchen, so I start clanging a pan with a spoon or something.
We're
so adorable. So
or pukey, I don't know.
Shut up. Just funny, or somebody starts doing some goofy rap about some, doing the laundry or whatever. So yesterday, Riley goes in there, and then Sean, whatever his name is, he and Emily go in there, and it was so funny. So I was cracking up because it was just, they're all laughing and playing these stupid drums and piano and stuff. And so I FaceTime my sister, and she answers. I'm like, shh. And I put the phone around the corner because the three of them are in there, and then they spot her and take over. My phone was gone for a while as they took her all around the house.
That's sweet.
It was really fun. And we went over to Tiburon, and oh my God, it's so funny. There's this place called Sam's in Tiburon.
Oh, sure.
And it's just impossible. You can never get in there.
Why would you want to? I mean...
Because it's a beautiful view of the city. It's right there on the water, and but it was so funny.
Tourist trap.
Yeah.
It's it is, but it's also there's a lot of locals hang there. It's I always run into people I know there. And it's just a beautiful spot. And so we're in there and waiting, and then we just said, let's
waiting.
Yeah,
and
just waiting. I'm right. Like, let's just go get something somewhere else.
Oh, so you gave up.
Oh, I as soon as I was like, there's no way we're getting in there on a Sunday at 12 o'clock.
Right.
There's no way. And they're like, oh, let's go try. No, there's no. I'm like, okay.
Well, wait, first you found parking?
Oh, yeah. The parking's no problem around there. There's a huge pay lot. Huge lot. They know the people are coming there.
Right.
It's beautiful.
No, you're right. It has a great view. And if you can get a spot.
Then you're totally stoked. If you can get a spot, you never leave. Because you wind up seeing people that you know. And then they take your table over.
Right.
You're just, okay. These people are with us. But anyway, we had a great time. And then last night we watched Game of Thrones with Hooman. And then
Hooman came over even though you had a house full.
Sure.
Oh.
Well, we just have the one right now. The second niece is arriving today at 9:30.
Oh, got it. Today at 9:30.
Yeah, my husband's going to go pick her up.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you're not making her take the bus?
No, she's only 16. We'll go pick her up.
All right.
I told you that my kids got stranded at the airport one time. I would never want that to happen to one of my kids.
No, you didn't tell us that.
A couple years ago. I told you this.
They were stranded at the airport.
My dad dropped them off at the at the Fort Lauderdale airport, and they totally missed their flight.
Yeah. No. Why would we know this?
No, I don't recall.
I told you this.
You didn't.
I mustn't just not have made a big
deal.
I remember.
Well, you sit around the dinner table every Sunday.
Do you think it wasn't on the air?
I I remember it pretty vividly.
I feel like that's something I would have told you guys about, because that would have it was the most horrible day of my life. Like, you know, well,
what?
Maybe not. It was horrible. I was all the way across the country, and my kids have missed a flight, and my dad has headed back to his home. He's like, they'll catch the next one. I'm like, but they're 14 years old, and
they'll catch the next.
Yeah, it was
Actually, the airports are kind of tuned into that stuff and usually pretty good about it.
They weren't great about it at all.
Oh.
He was old enough. I think Riley must have been 16, so he was old enough to not be an unaccompanied minor. Like, there was no person who met them and got them on their flight. Mm-hmm. My dad just dumped them at the airport and took off. And they went to the wrong gate because the gate had been changed, but they didn't look at the screen. They printed on their ticket. And then the next flight was like 12 hours later or 10 hours later. I'm like, and we found another flight.
Yeah, I never heard this story.
Really?
Yeah, really.
When we put him in a cab to Miami?
No.
No?
No.
Never heard this story.
No.
I was like, there's a flight at 2 p.m. out of Miami. Go outside, get in a cab, have them take you to Miami airport. And then they get all the way to Miami.
How far is that?
An hour or something.
Oh my God.
With traffic. It's actually not that far, but it's far enough from Fort Lauderdale that it's...
How much did that cost?
I don't even... Who remembers that? I just want my kids home. I was so, you know... And my dad's like, what am I going to do? I'm like, I don't know. Go back and spend the day with your grandsons. I don't know. You're responsible for these children. I put them in your care. Mom. I know you're listening right now, rolling your eyes. So the long and short of it is, I would never leave a child to fend for themselves at an airport.
Yeah. Scary.
They're coming into my care.
Yeah.
And they will not be released from my care until they're getting on the vehicle that brings them to their parents' care.
There's too much going on.
Well, if I could say,
yes.
Our airport here in San Francisco, the people are fantastic and helpful beyond belief. And I can't believe the way they will go out of their way to help you in every way. Like, I really
We do have the best airport.
I was just recently there. We're trying to find our way. One of some lady that works there goes, where are you guys trying to get? Well, we're going to. Oh, well, Alaska's been moved because of the airport construction. So you're probably going to end up. And I'm like, oh, well, no, I didn't know that. So, okay. So then she gets us to a place where we need to be. And then another guy catches us trying to find the international terminal now, which is not where we were.
Yeah.
And then he turns back up at the spot and said, after I let you guys go, I told you where to go, but let you go, I realized I should have stayed with you. So I waited here to make sure you got to the spot.
Oh.
And I was like, high five. That's awesome.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, completely out of their way.
Right.
And this wasn't I listen to your radio show. This was just, I'm just some dude with a lady and a kid. Awesome.
That's great.
The last time we went to go pick up Rose at the airport, the same thing. She flies from Seattle and flies Alaska all the time. Same thing happened. And, you know, we're waiting for her right there. We're like, I don't think this is the spot anymore. The security guard comes up. Okay, you guys, here's what. And then I, like, ask him three questions all at once. And he's all, hold on. Just hold on. Let me answer your first question. I'm like, oh, sorry. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Your second question, da-da-da. Third question, da-da-da-da. All right?
Oh.
Okay, thank you!
Well, when you're trying to pick up, especially a kid, this is your... How old was she at the time?
No, 15? No. Rose, our sister.
Oh, your sister-in-law, not the daughter.
Who's, you know, very tired to begin with.
Sure.
So we want to get to her as soon as we can.
Right.
But, they're pretty helpful there at the airport.
I thought so. That's my
SFO.
Experience. And these are people who are just, you know, one of them was just starting her work day, and the other guy was busy and went out of his way to make sure we weren't, you know, walking around aimlessly.
Which
Alaska had been moved. They just completely have moved them because of the construction.
Yeah. You'd think there'd be big signs.
Yeah, you'd think.
There's that one.
You got to see that one.
Right.
But anyway, so we had a lovely weekend, and the weather's been fine. I don't know how it is inland, but it's been okay here by the
coast.
Super
cool at my house, yeah.
Yeah.
No worries.
I was expecting the heat wave that everyone was yelling about.
Well, they're saying later this week. There's an article I gave you, Vinny.
Oh.
So what else are you guys going to do with the girls this week, Sarah?
Well, you were right about the Alcatraz thing. That is not happening. We tried to get tickets, and that is absolutely not happening.
Right.
But I think that they're going to, they're probably going to come by here one of the days, I'm sure. So they'll want to say hi. And they met, they had met Hooman before at my 50th. Were you at my 50th?
Mm-hmm.
So did you meet all my nieces and nephews? And,
yeah, that was a big group.
Yeah, just a big group. And it's dark in there. And it's like, I'm just like, let me just get in front of
them. They're all kids,
the
too.
Music.
They're kind of running around.
Right.
And yeah, but they know, they said that they had met the whole show and that they knew everybody. And so they want to come in and say hi, and then we'll go from here. You know, they look, you know, kids, got to take them to Chinatown because that's super fun.
All right, kids, we're going to look at homeless people and junkies today. Yeah. That's actually an article today.
Let's head down to the Tenderloin.
Or you could head next across the street.
Right here.
Right over there.
The front page is about all of the hypodermic needles that are piled up around the Civic Center daily.
Oh, well, that's the only time I've ever seen someone actually shooting up was when I was over there to go to a show. And I was like, oh, man, that dude is fixing right there.
Right.
Never been so close to someone. I mean, I've seen it on TV.
It's a huge article in today's Chronicle about how they feel like they need to clean up the city center.
Mm.
Except that by that you mean sweep it farther into the burbs. I mean, I guess if you'd call those the burbs, I guess that's not the burbs, but... All you're going to do is push it out.
Right. It'll wind up back in.
Yeah, I mean, they do not know what to do. They really don't.
Well,
they're trying
does
to
anyone? Because let's, you know, if someone does know what to do, they should come forward.
Let me see if I can find the...
Well, San Jose last week was talking about building tiny homes.
Oh.
But then it's like, okay, are they going to stay there forever?
Right.
Well, one of the things they're talking about here is a spot for people to shoot up, which, okay, so you're...
A safe spot
for people to shoot up, but I think that if you're out on the street and you've just copped and here you are sitting on a sidewalk, what would inspire you to walk wherever to go shoot?
Yeah, you need to do that immediately.
You're doing that where you live, which is out there on the street.
Right.
I don't know why they think someone's going to go... All right, now I'm going to get on a bus and drive.
go to the center.
Spot, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously.
I'm in control of so much else in my life that, you know, of course I can wait a few minutes and I've got the money for a bus, so.
And people know you got stuff if you're going there, so they're going to rob you.
Oh, or the cops will meet you there.
Maybe it's a sanctioned place,
it's a sanctuary.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to bring up our city's...
Boy, that's dark.
Dirty
well, girls,
little underbelly.
Go ahead and take you to where the syringes are. It's going to be fun. You'll like it. Yeah.
It's awful.
Wear closed-toed shoes.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead. We're going to wear our steel-toed boots.
Watch where you walk, kids.
Mm-hmm. So funny. On I guess it was Friday night, I got a text. I was in the weeds, and I get a text from my sister.
Wait, so what night is this?
Friday night.
So Tina writes you from...
She writes me from Florida, and she says, oh, you know, we're so excited, we're getting packed. And she goes, the only thing I have left to pack is a raincoat. And I write back, I'm like, I'm kind of looking at it, you know, through one eye, guy, you will not need a raincoat. Like, that is ridiculous. It's freezing at night, sweltering during the day, there will be no rain. And then I wake up the next morning, I go, I bet she was kidding. Because, like, I just figured that had to be a joke. I go, hey, I was drinking last night, so were you just joking about the raincoat? She goes, no. I go, no, you will not.
You don't need that.
You will not need one.
Did she pack one?
They didn't. They pulled it out. They had packed it, and they pulled it out of there. But it was funny. But the last time she was here was for my 50th. And it was a miserable weekend. So I guess she just, because it rains every day where she lives, she just assumes it rains every day everywhere.
Oh, oh Tina.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good that she said so.
Well, wait.
I could save her the space.
For your birthday, that was November.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was winter.
Yeah, it's, you know.
All right.
What does she know? She doesn't live in California.
she's not heard of the drought conditions.
News?
All right.
You know, people only pay attention to like their little world. Well, some people only pay attention to their little world.
And you said Tina doesn't pay attention.
Right.
To
so no. I've told you. I actually envy it. She's just like, I don't care about that.
That's cool if you could do that.
Oh my God. It's amazing. I try and do it during vacation, but then my phone's all set for alerts, so I still sort of know, and I just go, well, can't wait to find out about that later. Right now, it's margarita time. Hey, look at the time. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday, everybody. It's going to be a great week. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.